The coronavirus pandemic has sent unemployment claims soaring and will likely mean steep drops in sales tax revenue for March and April and possibly beyond. That will mean a loss of revenue for local governments, says WFAE's Steve Harrison.
A decade ago, President Obama's stimulus during the Great Recession was $800 billion. Much of that money was for shovel-ready construction projects, not cash to help cities and towns balance their budgets. With little help, Mecklenburg County made deep cuts. The parks lost funding. County-funded libraries closed branches. CMS closed 10 schools. But in the 2020 coronavirus pandemic, the federal government's $2.2 trillion stimulus has a $150 billion fund to help state and local governments weather what's expected to be an economic collapse, at least in the short term.
The nature of this stimulus is different in that in 2008, we were really facing a kind of crisis of demand where, you know, people weren't spending, people weren't investing because of lack of confidence in the economy.
That's Wesley Tharp with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
This is a different animal in that we're sort of putting the economy into a little bit of a temporary induced coma to confront the public health crisis.
Tharp says North Carolina is eligible for $4.1 billion and that cities and counties of more than 500,000 people are eligible for $200 million from the stimulus. It's unclear how that $200 million would be divided between Mecklenburg County and the city of Charlotte. If the stay-at-home order is in place for only a few weeks, that could be enough money to make the county and city whole. They're mostly funded by property taxes, which have mostly been paid, and sales taxes are only about 15% of their budgets. Mecklenburg County Manager Dina DiOrio says the county was in poor shape during the Great Recession, because leading up to 2010, it had been spending its reserves to balance its budget.
Now our reserves are incredibly healthy, and so we have the ability to manage that revenue loss a lot more effectively than we did in 2008, 2009, and 2010. People have asked us a lot of questions about, you know, why we have such large fund balance and why we have such large reserves, and this is why.
She says she's willing to spend those reserves, $259 million, to avoid the steep cuts made in 2009 and 2010.
You know, we don't want to cut parks. It took us 10 years to get back what we cut when we cut parks back then.
What's unclear is how the city and county will fare if the crisis continues into the summer and if stay-at-home orders send the economy into a prolonged recession. And there are other agencies that depend much more heavily on the sales tax. The Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority, for instance, is almost entirely dependent on sales taxes on hotel rooms and restaurants, two sectors of the economy that have been crippled. And the Charlotte Area Transit System is also heavily dependent on the half-cent sales tax that's dedicated just for transit. The good news for cats? The stimulus does have a pot of money specifically for transit, along with $31 billion for K-12 schools nationwide. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.